there's a law that says that if a lady was married and then lo aleinu they got divorced and she goes and marries somebody else, so the Torah forbids her to go back to the original husband. Generally speaking, if a person gets divorced and nothing happens in between, so on the contrary, it's a mitzvah for the husband to take her back. It's called Mahazir Girushato, which is a case of a mitzvah. However, that's only talking about where she didn't go marry somebody else in the interim. But once she goes with somebody else in the interim, then it's asur for the original husband to take her back. The law applies even if she only made kiddushin to the second guy, without even a bi'ah, which means she got married to a fellow. They were married, regular husband and wife. They got divorced. Somebody else went and just gave her a ring. And then they decided they're not for each other. So they got a divorce. So there was no relation in the second marriage. It was just a kiddushin, and they got divorced. Even though there was no bi'ah, still from the Torah she's forbidden to go back to the first one. And if she does go back, this is a case of kifiya, where they forced the husband to give a get, to get out of such a marriage. Certain times, the hakamim have a right to force the husband to give a get. Other cases, he's supposed to give a get, but the binti cannot force him. In the olden days, they would beat him up until he says rotzeh ani, until he says he wants, and then he gives the get. The question would be, these laws are intricate, and every case has to be judged on its own. Let's say a lady was married, regular marriage, everything's good, and then they get divorced. And then, she didn't get married to somebody else. She went with somebody else. She said, I'm not getting married anymore. I don't want to get married. I got already burnt once. So she went and she lives platonically with somebody. That we call znut. Is she forbidden or permissible to go back to the husband? Ironically, in this case, she's permissible. The Torah only forbids if she gets married again. But if she didn't get married again, if it was just, as I said, living as friends, the Torah was not going to say such a case. Or, let's say the reverse. Let's say she was living platonically as friends with the first guy. They weren't married. And then she got married to somebody else. And they got divorced. She's permissible to go back to the first guy in a marriage now. Because she wasn't married to him. You see, even though they were together, but they were together in znut. So the very specific cases where Mahzir Girushato applies. It's got to be the first marriage was a marriage, meaning and it was consummated, they lived as man and wife, Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, and then there was divorce, then there was a kiddushin even, to anybody else, and then the divorce, then it becomes forbidden to go back to the original.